shares his film before a live studio audience.
Young man, a beer, please.
Hey, you're on Sunday morning TV, aren't you?
Indeed.
Are you David Brinkley?
No.
Sam Donaldson?
Give me a break.
Oh, aren't you the guy who keeps the gorgeous ladies of wrestling from tearing each other's hair out?
You could say that.
Oh, man, your money's no good here.
Actually, I'm John McLaughlin. I'm the moderator of a political roundtable called the McLaughlin Group.
Oh, well, that'll be $250.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You want to go where people know people are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
Good evening. Welcome to Cheers 200. I'm John McLaughlin. A little more than 8 years ago, a pseudo-intellectual college student walked into a bar and met a recovering alcoholic ex-relief pitcher for the Boston Red Sox.
Hello? Sam? Are you Sam?
Yes,
he's here. Someone named Vicky.
No.
No, she knows you're here. I told her you're here.
Well.
Now, look. I'm sorry, I was wrong. He had to step out. Where? Well, I think what happened is he had to go to mime class.
That week, America was supremely uninterested. Cheers ranked number 77 out of a possible 77 television shows. Last season, it was the number one television show in America. On this, the occasion of the 200th episode of Cheers, we will be showing some of the many highlights and lowlights of the first 199 episodes, as well as talking to the originators, the cast, and the current caretakers of the little bar in Boston where everybody knows your name. We'll be right back.
It's like I'm in complete control of people's destinies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I can make their drinks too strong so they get sick. Mm-hmm. Or I can water them down so they're paying for nothing. Or if I don't like their attitudes, I can spit in it.
Carly, you're not still upset about that little argument we had the other day?
You tell me.
Oh, hey, Carla. Listen, I'm sorry about this morning when I called you a sawed-off witch.
George Went, tell us about Norm Peterson.
Well, he hangs out in a bar. He's got darn good writers.
Afternoon, everybody.
Oh, Norm!
What's up, Norm? My nipples. It's freezing out there.
What are you up to, Norm?
My ideal weight if I were 11 feet tall.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, Jack Frost nipping at your nose?
Yeah, now let's get Joe Beer nipping at my liver, huh?
What's going on, Mr. Peterson?
Let's talk about what's going in, Mr. Peterson.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
Oh, it's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Norm's a very loyal guy. Unfortunately, his priorities are a little bit out of whack. He's loyal to the bar first, and, you know, to his marriage, somewhere down the line, but he is loyal.
You can't go sneaking out nights on somebody you love.
Here.
Woody, you have to believe the truth.
Norm, it's Vera.
I'm not here. Honesty are the cornerstone. I promised Vera I'd pick up some Chinese food.
Oh, that's nice of you, Norm.
Well, I spilled it on the floor this morning. Women, you can't live with them. Pass the beer nuts.
Yeah, Norm, how come you and Vera never had any kids?
I can't, Coach.
Gee, I'm sorry, Norm.
I look at Vera.
I just can't.
See you in the morning, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I may be a little late.
No, it's okay. I had a key made.
I came. I drank. I stayed.
What's the matter now?
Nothing, just my shorts are binding up on me.
Just, you know, stand up and straighten them out a little.
Nah, I'll give them 5 minutes. Sometimes they self-correct.
I've been down this road a few times myself, and take it from a pro. There is one thing you always have to do before you tell a guy you love him.
What's that?
Lose the mustache.
Rhea, tell us about Carla.
Well, she's a survivor. She's a realist. She is very fertile.
I cannot let any man touch me, talk to me, or see me, or I'll be shooting out kids like a Pez dispenser.
Do you think that she's mean?
No. I don't think she's mean. I think that she's honest.
Frazier, you're brilliant. That is one of the most brilliant ideas you've ever had, and you've had a lot of brilliant ideas.
Thank you, Carla.
See, Woody, it works. Bonehead bought it.
Nothing wrong with sweating. I myself have perspired once or twice.
We could grow rice.
Give me a little something with hair on it.
Here I am. So, you married?
Yes, quite happily.
Too bad. Could have been my first Englishman. Oh, no, no, wait, wait. There was that one other guy, but he was so white, I kept losing him in the sheets.
Does everybody like Carla?
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
Did Carla like Diane Chambers?
No.
No?
If I say, he insists on making mountains out of molehills.
He wants you to wear a padded bra?
I can no longer hold my tongue. Want me to do it? He has saved hundreds, nay, thousands of troubled marriages. It's even rumored that he had a hand in helping Chuck and Di.
Speaking of that, why don't you up Chuck and Di?
You like Cliff?
No.
You don't like Cliff?
No.
It's a little-known fact, 42% of all deaths in America are caused by accidents in the home.
So are you. So
you'd never catch a woman of mine leading me around by the nose.
No, but you might catch her sunning herself on a rock.
What a pathetic display. I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
If you go back in history and take every president, you'll find that the numerical value of each letter in their last name was equally divisible into the year in which they were elected. See, I figured it out, and by my calculations, my next president has to be named Yelnik McWawa.
Who is Cliff Clavin?
Well, Cliff, according to Cliff, he'd be the wing nut that holds Western civilization together. According to me, he'd just be a winged nut.
Hey, you got a big mouth, Clavin.
Hey, happens to be right, you know. Yeah, it's a genetic quirk in the Clavin family that we all have two extra teeth. You see, that's the only way that we can prove that we are the rightful heirs to the Russian throne.
Hello in there, Cliff. Tell me, what color is the sky in your world?
You know, I happen to be a bit of an expert on tapeworms. All goes back to my 8th grade science fair. You know, everybody else had rabbits and guinea pigs. I had a tapeworm.
Really?
Yeah, so I couldn't go. Was that a ringworm?
Check, please.
Yeah. All right, boy, me and parasites, don't get me started.
John, is there a part of you in Cliff?
Oh, yeah, I am fascinated by fascinating facts, yeah.
Is there a part of Cliff in you?
I wear white socks.
Well, I tell you, is that Cliff Clavin or is that Don Ho? Huh? Where you been, buddy? Some faraway island resort?
Easy mistake now, but no, I got this tan right here in Beantown.
Was that at the new tan and wash I've been hearing so dang much about?
That's right, Nami. And by the way, did you realize that the tan first gained popularity in what is now known as the Bronze Age?
Great. Well, I'm sold.
Oh, and by the way, look how white I used to be.
During the course of the history of Cheers, you lost a character. You lost a man.
Right.
Nick Colasanto, who played the part of Ernie Pantuso, the coach.
Nicky was like a father. I mean, he was the father and Woody's the kid. I mean, that was, Nicky was the sage. He used to play the character like a 12-year-old. He would sit and listen to everybody like they made complete sense. I don't know if you know the set, but he's still present. We put a picture of Geronimo that Nicky had in his dressing room. We put that on the upstage wall of Cheers, so he's still present. And
he was a former coach in professional baseball.
He was Sam's coach, yeah.
He had a record in minor league being hit by a pitch more than any other person.
I mean, what I'd do was I'd get up there and lean my body into the pitch, right? Sometimes I took one right in the old melon. But, I mean, I really made a science out of it. I became a master. Well, here, try to miss me.
Oh.
You ready? Okay, here we go.
I'm not going to get it anywhere near it.
That's the whole point.
Oh. I'm on my way to burn.
Yay!
Nicky was amazing. I mean, he was a director.
Accomplished director, teacher.
A very, very bright man. And he would drive on the lot, and he'd say that he'd get out of his car, and he'd turn that off, and he was coach from then on.
Cheers. Yeah, just a sec. Is there an Ernie Pantuso here?
That's you, coach.
Speaking. Damnest thing. I've been shivering all the way over here.
Well, coach, you don't have a coat on. It's 30 degrees outside.
Oh, thank God. I thought I had malaria.
Coach, I'm having blackouts.
Kind of a nice break in the day, isn't it, sir?
You remember Nick Shelley?
Dearly. He was really Diane's only friend, real friend. He would listen to Diane, and he would counsel her and offer her a kind of support and friendship that didn't really come out clearly from any of the other members of the bar.
Coach, what do you do when you are so furious that you have to do something?
Well, I know you think it's kind of crazy, but I bang my head on the bar.
Sound crazy to me. It might do me a lot of good right now.
Well, okay.
Oh, no.
But you're so beautiful.
Beautiful? Daddy, you have been saying that I'm beautiful ever since I was a very little girl. But look at me. Not as my father, but like you're looking at me for the first time. And please, try to see me as I really am.
Oh, my God, I didn't realize how much you look like your mother.
I know. I look exactly like her. And Mom was not... comfortable about her beauty.
But that's what made her more beautiful. Your mother grew more beautiful every day of her life.
She was really beautiful.
Yes, and so are you. You're the most beautiful kid in the whole world.
Thanks, Daddy.
Wanted to create there are in America great neighborhood bars, but not everybody has one, and so we thought we'd give for all those poor deprived people, we'd give them one, and that included ourselves. We didn't have one, so we created one, a place that we would like to go and spend time, and where everybody could go one night a week and be with friends.
Such a silly, soft... Sam Malone, kiss your butt goodbye!
When you conceived of the relationship between Diane Chambers and Sam Malone, what was it?
I think that there was an intensity with the Sam and Diane affair that was...
dominating?
Yeah, very much so.
A really intelligent woman would see your line of BS a mile away.
Do you think so, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you know, I've never met an intelligent woman that I'd want to date.
On behalf of the intelligent women around the world, may I just say,
well, I'll be darned.
What?
Nothing, I just noticed something.
What?
Well, I guess I've never looked into your eyes.
Something wrong with them?
No, I just don't think I've ever seen eyes that color before. Matter of fact, I don't think I've ever seen that color before. Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Where?
I was on a ski weekend up at Stowe. I was coming in late one day, last person off the slope. The sun had just gone down. And the sky became this incredible color. I usually don't notice things like that. And I found myself kind of walking around in the cold, hoping that it wouldn't change, wishing that I had somebody there to share it with me. And afterwards, I tried to convince myself that I'd imagined that color, that I hadn't really seen it, that nothing on this earth could be that beautiful. Now I see I was wrong. Wouldn't work, huh?
What?
An intelligent woman would see right through that.
Oh. In a minute.
Damn.
You are the nuttiest, the stupidest, the phoniest fruitcake I ever met.
You, Sam Malone, are the most arrogant, self-centered...
Shut up! Shut your fat mouth.
Make me.
Make you? I'm gonna bounce you off every wall in this office!
Try it and you'll be walking funny tomorrow. Or should I say funnier?
You know, I always wanted to pop you one. Maybe this is my lucky day, huh?
You disgust me. I hate you.
Are you as turned on as I am?
More.
Whenever you think too much about something, it loses all its sense. I mean, obviously, the only reason why I'm with you is because I love...
What, Sam?
I said the reason why I'm with you is because I love...
You love?
Well, you know what I mean.
Well, what's the matter? Can't you say?
No, of course I can. I love.
Do you know what the difference is between you and a fat-braying ass?
Nope.
The fat-braying ass would.
Speaking of fat-braying asses, you're about to get dumped on yours.
Dare you slap me? Don't you ever hit me again!
Like hell. You always think you gotta get the last one in. No, come on. All right, fine. Good.
Oh,
all right, please, come on, let go.
Oh, what the hell? Will you marry me?
Will you marry me?
No.
Oh, Diane, will you marry me?
No.
Diane, will you marry me?
That didn't sound very sensible. I'll be back here. I will. I'll see you in 6 months. Okay?
Okay. Have a good life.
Frasier Crane, what does he do for a living?
He's a psychiatrist.
What is Frasier's philosophy of life?
He hopes he can heal the human condition.
Come on, man! Tell Diane you love her. Let some fresh air and sunlight in there.
Frasier?
What, Sam?
I don't like guys touching my head.
Well, there's our next session.
Is there some of you in him?
Sure. I would like to heal the world, yeah.
Have you notified the world?
In my small way, yeah.
Is there some of him in you?
Well, we do walk the same streets together now.
I am running with scissors!
You see, it's been psychologically documented that all human animals have an erotic hair trigger response to at least one of the five sensory stimuli. Well, it could be anything, actually. Well, let's say sound of the surf pounding against the shore, smell of honeysuckle on a warm summer night, taste of a vintage Chateau Neuf du Pape, fire red fingernails dancing through your chest hair, a black lace teddy straining against its fleshy cargo.
Frazier, man, snap out of it.
In a minute, sir.
Did psychiatrist Frazier Crane provide services for Diane Chambers?
No.
No, that was my job.
When Diane left Sam and he started drinking again, he was filling the void that Diane left. And Diane filled her emptiness by toying with and destroying a man who's her cultural and intellectual superior in every way.
Okay, kids, you say hi to Binky.
Hi!
Binky, do your act.
I don't have an act. I'm a psychiatrist.
Uh-oh. Frost warning.
Good afternoon, Dr. Crane.
Dr. Sternin. What a lovely surprise.
I hope I can regard that as civility in light of today's situation rather than sarcasm at my expense.
No, that was completely at your expense. What these two people, who are such geniuses at romance, are trying to do is to get you to take your hair down, thinking that it will stimulate me like some sort of Pavlovian dog. So why don't you just oblige them? Get this silliness over with so we can get on with our lives.
You mean like this?
Precisely. You know what?
What?
I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to kiss you hard, and I'm going to kiss you long. But make no mistake about it, I am going to kiss you. In fact, I'm going to kiss you like you've never...
Oh, boy, my Aunt Edna's killer fudge brownies.
Oh, killers, eh?
Yeah, they're called that because the first time my Uncle Ford ever smelled them baking, he came running in from the field and got hit by a combine. He hung on for a few days. At the end, he was just praying to die. Well, eat up, everybody.
Hey, I don't know about Indiana, but around here, when guys get together to send another guy off to his doom, things can get a little raunchy.
You fellas ever dress up farm animals in women's clothing?
No?
Well, then I'm one up on you.
Woody Harrelson, tell us about Woody Boyd.
He likes other people, you know, and he likes connecting with people, and he doesn't really care to own the bar or anything one day. He just wants to be a bartender and live in the big city.
Well, she likes to do her cushion pushing on four wheels.
How? Really? You know, back where I come from, we used to say something about girls like that.
What?
Let's date them. Well, actually, Carla, as a student of the theater, I have to correct you. What you were doing there is not called acting. It's called improvising.
Shut up, Woody.
Now, that would be directing.
I take it that there's a big part of you in Woody Boyd.
Yeah, I would say the virtue in me is... No, I mean, we're both very honest.
Miss Al, I don't mean to insult you, but you're looking kind of puny. Have you lost weight?
Is this a setup? Did Sam tell you to say that?
No, ma'am, I told myself to say it.
Thank you, Woody. That's the nicest thing anyone said to me all week.
Your hair's been looking kind of ratty.
Some people say that they thought in your last couple of episodes that you've been a little bit harsher than you normally are.
Yeah, I agree, by the way.
Shut up.
What's the use? I don't care anymore.
Don't be bitter.
I'm not bitter, Sam. I'm just consumed by a gnawing hate that's eating away at my gut until I can taste the bile in my mouth. Well, I guess I am a little bitter. Hear that, I'm coming down on something. Does anybody have a Tic Tac?
I was wondering if Woody could perhaps recite the lyrics to the Kelly song.
Let me get in the right key. Okay. Kelly, my darling, you are my sunshine.
When we're together, I feel fine. Your smile is so lovely, your hair is so clean. You make me feel that the whole world is mine. Kelly, 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 K-E-L-L-Y.
Why?
Because you're
Albania, Albania, you border on the Adriatic.
Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies. We're going to leave you now.
Time to rap about a controversy. Gonna take a stand. Won't show no mercy. A lot of folks say jocks shouldn't be doing the sports news on TV. I don't want to hear the latest scores from a bunch of old broadcasting school boards. So get your scores from a guy like me who knows what it's like to have a groin injury.
The first night of the show, I mean, I really realized they introduced the cast members. And I felt the void from the audience. It was sort of like a silent, horrible void to me. I mean, maybe I was the only one seeing it, hearing it. But it was for Shelley. So right when after I came out, and they, you know, they were nice to me, yeah, you know. Big deal, we're not going to like you no matter what you do. I will prove it to you. I will dispel the myth that you turn my stomach. I will give you a little kiss. Here. There.
Now, what category am I in? Yes? No? Oh, geez, boy, you know, why do I even bother with you?
Definite maybe.
I heard that. You said maybe.
And he had an idea for a scene where she's in the office and Sam comes in the office. They've got a bet that if he catches her with a cigarette, she will go to bed with him.
Oh, hey, where's the pool table? Ah, wrong room.
She put a lit cigarette in her mouth, and all of a sudden we went, this woman has hidden talents.
Oh, we might need your help.
You just started. You're going to do fine. Things are going to turn around, I swear.
No, you idiot. My hair's stuck to the wall.
It's a huge risk.
Take it. Take it.
I'm moving to Tokyo. I'm going to take over the Japanese division. I leave tonight.
Yes, darling, yes.
Oh.
Can I have my drink?
You know, you men are all alike. Yes, so where was I?
You were engaged to one of the richest men in the world. Can I just have my check?
Are you a man?
Sure.
I'm gonna have to
to break it off with Robert.
What's the right thing to do?
I'll just say to him, that's it, sweet baby.
I think the two of us are cut out of the same cloth. I think that we perhaps have a friendship in the making. We may not see it yet, but I think we have a deep, deep friendship. I think we're very similar.
You think you share value systems?
Well, I think we're equally shallow.
Mr. Colcourt. Rebecca, I'll be brief. You were very understanding about that little incident back in my limo, and I think that kind of understanding should be rewarded. So I'd like you to have this. I should like to point out that if I'd offered this bracelet to my charge d'affaires, she would have snatched it up in a blur. Yeah, I admire your standards. Yeah, this definitely puts you in the lead. Musker, would you care to join me?
Did you hear that? I am winning. I'm winning.
Listen to me for a second. Come on, you've given up something very valuable and very important. You're going to regret this the rest of your life.
You're right. I will take that bracelet.
Paul, it's not just losing the job. It's that I was, taken advantage of.
I know.
Yeah, that I was used, that I was just, manipulated by somebody who just cynically wanted to get something from me.
Malone, what are you doing?
I'm feeling bad.
No, you are feeling pretty good.
Okay, admit it. I'm not a sad guy. I'm a happy, horny guy.
What is Sam's philosophy of life?
Service the queen bee, to... Look at the two of you. Look at the three of us. Let's look at the two of you again.
Can we get a couple of pina coladas over here?
Sure thing. Let me just finish making this margarita. So anyway, margarita.
All I can think about is getting home and jumping into bed.
Need anybody to break your fall?
Guess who?
Uh-oh.
I'll give you a hint. Vermont Ski Lodge, a roaring fire, and baby oil.
Could you be more specific?
Great. Well, what time will you be getting off?
You've been with a lot of women.
No, I have not. There have not been that many women. That gets exaggerated here in the bar. There haven't been that many, really.
How many have there been?
Well, I don't know, maybe 400. honeys, four honeys.
You know, Sam, the church does recommend chastity to unmarried people.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're serious. For the sake of our friendship, I am just going to resist my sexual urges, and that's all there is to it. Now, come here. There. All right.
You know that I loved Evan Drake since the first time I met him.
I'm sorry, this is not working. Hot fire below.
I can't imagine not doing this show. I think the thing I notice is that when I walk around the incredible, the faces of the people that look back when they recognize Cheers, that look in that face is coming back at you. It's such a privilege to walk around in that atmosphere that it is, it's magical.
Today
takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights when you've got no lights, the check is in the mail, and your little angel hung the cat up by its tail, and your third fiancé didn't show. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead, the morning's looking bright. And your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl. Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Cheers to Cheers on your 200th. Looking forward to Cheers 400. Bye-bye.
Thank you all for coming. Thank you.